Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Peptides. I swear I'm seeing them everywhere. They're becoming so popular. And here to talk peptides is the spiritual bodybuilder. He has a podcast on our channel and is just so knowledgeable on so many different topics. And we're going to get into it today. Just want to say a quick shout out to our audience, our fans, Dr. Bradley Nelson, iHeartRadio. And you guys, please do not forget to like and subscribe. Naam, it's so good to see you again. So good.
Good to be back. How you doing?
Yes, I'm good. And as you all know, right. I just started that Wolverine stack, which we'll get into later. But I'm on a bit of a peptide journey myself.
I think a lot of people are.
Yes. What the hell are peptides?
Peptides are essentially just sequences of amino acids. It's really breaks down to very simple terms, but we have a master peptide in our body known as human growth hormone, right? Peptide is not a hormone. Just like a lot of people think that steroids and peptides are kind of parallel or the same thing. They are not. Hormones are like steroids and, you know, testosterone, things like that. Those are actually affect the endocrine system and they power the different systems in the body, where peptides work very synergistically with hormones. And as we age, certain hormones, particularly human growth hormone, starts to decline. And as that human growth hormone, that's our youth, that's our fountain of youth, that starts to decline right around age 30, right? However, I will say in our modern day society, with all the toxins going on, there are a lot of ways that start to block the secretion and even reduce it faster and more efficiently. So detoxification is incredibly important, you know, these days, which we've talked about before. But when human growth hormone breaks down, it's if you think of like a pyramid, right? Human growth hormone breaks into IGF-1, IGF-2, and about 50 other peptides. And as it goes to where it needs to go, the body uses what it needs and discards the rest. And then it continues to filter out through the different organs and through the different places in the body. So with these amino acid sequences, right, they are designed to signal a particular action in a particular part of the body. For example, I know you were saying you're taking the Wolverine stack, right? So you have BPC-157, which is actually now more modeling known as PDA, pentadecapeptide. And that one activates gastric juices in the gut. And it also helps to not just get rid of, but also solidify the gut lining and gets rid of biofilm, right? Which a lot of people have biofilm, candida, you know, or even lack of microbes. And also too, a lot of people these days have a lack of hydrochloric acid secretion levels in their stomach. Right. The number one cause of that is stress. Mm. And when stress, and we have a lot of stress, our central nervous system is, you know, in fight or flight, right? So this helps to reestablish hydrochloric acid secretion level in the stomach. And then when it goes down, you know, into the small intestines, if there are any partially digested proteins, it'll help to dissolve and to integrate those into the body, which, you know, a lot of people have that going on too, especially people that suffer from ulcers and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah. So it helps with digestion. It also helps with inflammation in the gut as well. And, you know, that's another big, big problem, which is why PDA or BPC-157 is one of those peptides that you can really be on for the rest of your life. Because also, I don't know if you knew this or not, but our body only produces a certain amount of digestive enzymes in our lifetime.
Oh, wow. That's why
as we get older, as we age, we start to have more and more digestive issues. Things just don't, like, you start to get heartburn, you start to get bloated because the stomach isn't breaking these things down as efficiently, which is why, you know, we can supplement with digestive enzymes, but PDA, BPC-157 will also help with the digestibility. And digestibility is directly correlated to absorption of nutrients in the body as well. which is also a major problem as we get older, right? But really, I say as we get older, and age is, I've come to the belief that age is actually a belief system. If we have the resources
Now I
and we
feel
have
better
the
about dating
ability.
men 20 years older than me, so thank you for saying
You got it,
that.
absolutely. It really comes down to emotional coherence and awareness, right? Because also with the physiological imbalances, there's always an emotional corresponding issue. So these peptides, and we'll get into other ones that have
Yeah, we'll get
other
into it. We'll get
emotions and
into more of
features.
this. We're just introducing the topic for sure. Yes.
But a very important thing that I want your viewers to understand is that you must do the emotional and spiritual work when you're healing the physical body. Because if you just focus on physical healing and you don't do the emotional work along with the healing of the physical body, once you stop doing this peptide, this supplement, this whatever it is that you're doing, the stuff is just going to come right back. Right. So you're using something to help bring you back into alignment, but the true alignment comes through the emotional resonance to the physiological alignment. And if you're using something to bring your body back in alignment, but if the emotional part is still not there, it's just going to go right back out of alignment because vibrationally you're not actually healing. So really make sure that when you start to invest into this class of medicines, because it's really a new class, although they have been around for about 20, 30 years. I was using these
It
things
is
back
becoming
in.
so popular, like so popular. I've seen peptides are the future of medicine like multiple times from like pretty credible sources.
They are.
For the audience, I started taking peptides as like a last kind of resort because I've been doing body work, fascial release, somatic release, energy work, Reiki, like all of the things to heal my body. And my muscles are still really tight and not healing well. And so this is like another thing that's going to help. I'm using it as a tool to help kind of help speed up the process a bit or just give my body a little more of what it needs. So a part of me was like, man, all these peptides are becoming so popular. I hope they come in. I hope I use them. And then I hope I can just like do nothing for a while. But that's not the case because you still have to do the work
Right.
and you
Yeah.
still have to face all the things that are coming up. And I will say this, once I started using them, a lot of the trauma in emotion has started coming to the surface. And we talked about detox. And so all of the things that are stored in the muscle and in the fascia and in the body, they start to come out and the peptides almost act as like you said, a detox for those
Oh, yeah.
things, which is all interrelated. So people have to understand that these are tools, but you still have to do the work. You can't just sit and watch TV and eat popcorn and be like, oh, I took my peptides. I don't have to do anything else.
Right. And one thing in particular, one class of peptides that are I've seen a lot with a lot of people that are having that effect on is GLP-1s. And I know that's a super
Okay.
hot topic, so if you want to get
Yes,
deep
what
into
are
that one, we can.
GLP-1s?
That would be your Ozempic, your
For
tirzepatide,
weight
your
loss.
semaglutide.
Okay, I've seen a lot of that, people using that for weight loss. And what I've seen is people saying they've lost 15 pounds in 2 weeks. Is that typical?
Yeah, it is. It literally
Wow.
shuts off the hunger signal to your brain, now here there's plus sides and there's negative sides to all this. The one really powerful positive side I've seen is that this really sensitizes the insulin receptors. So any kind of prediabetes or insulin resistance, it will help to correct that and very quickly too. Now, with that being said, there's a few things that you have to look out for. I am a personal believer. You only need to microdose this stuff. If you're getting it from a pharmaceutical like Wegovy, or I don't even know what the other ones are from pharmaceutical companies, but they give you massive doses. Your body doesn't need that much, not even close, right? So I always get them from a compounding pharmacy, and that way you're not getting the brand name. You're just getting the chemical composition. And you mix it by yourself, and you can take much smaller doses and customize it to, you know, your situation. You want just enough to where, you know, you're not craving sweets and stuff. And if you can get yourself to that point, then you're going to still lose the weight, and you're also going to help your insulin receptors, but you also got to eat, you know, decent. You don't want to keep like even though the signaling for cutting off the desire or the craving for sweets is gone, you know, and those biochemically speaking in the gut, that's coming from parasites and microbes that aren't your friend in your stomach, right? So it shuts off the communication from them, but that doesn't mean that those are gone yet. When you starve them, right, if you and also just not eating is also not healthy. Because then now your body's going to start to break itself down and consume the proteins and the amino acids in your body to be able to activate all the cellular functions that it needs to. And that could be good for a few days, maybe, like if you're trying to do like a parasite cleanse and detox, but you have to consciously go ahead and do that parasite detox as well. Right now, there are also other peptides you can take that'll help kill off the parasites, like LL37 is another really good one. But if you're not even consciously aware of why you're doing what you're doing, right, then you don't know what you're fixing. You don't know what you're not fixing. You don't know what imbalances that you may be creating in addition to that. Now, also, there's a lot of back and forth with a lot of professionals about, you know, these GLP-1s are toxic for you. They're killing you. These GLP-1s are the best thing ever. Let me break that down, and I actually talk about this in my book, The Indigo Flame. But Exendin 4 is the initial compound they got from, I believe it was the Gila lizard, right? And so its amino acid sequence is 44 chain amino acids. We only our body The same peptide only has 36, I believe. So because there's a difference in the sequence, I don't know which pharmaceutical peptides that they put the Exendin 4 in. From my research, it showed me one that I had never heard of. It was like, it started with L. But there are other doctors out there that I've seen that are well, you know, well known that are saying that Ozempic has this in there. I don't know if anybody wants to leave a comment. If you know for sure, please feel free. But it's the Exendin 4 that you do not want in your body, because of the difference in the amino acid sequence. That is what will create the cancer and create all the autoimmune issues and literally kill you. All right. So and then also retatrutide. Retatrutide is a new big thing. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody on TikTok has already been doing it. Now here's the thing. Retatrutide, you know, it has to go through certain testing protocols to identify like a foundational baseline, what contraindications if it impacts with SSRIs or other medications, all these kind of things, right? It has not gone through any of those testings yet. I think it's still in either phase 2 or phase 3, you know, FDA testing, which I'm not one that even trusts really the FDA. With that being said, you need scientists to go do their sciencey thing, really, to figure these foundational principles out. So at least you have a baseline understanding of where you're going to start with dosing. Then from that baseline, you can do less, you can do more, you can feel it out. But me and a friend of mine, another friend that's a peptide expert and specialist, Steve Villagomez, we did an experiment with 6 people, and we all gave slightly different dosages, right? It was very interesting, the findings, because some people that took bigger doses didn't feel anything. Some people that took less doses felt a whole lot. Some had severe side effects like severe nausea and vomiting and even severe constipation. But it's interesting, the one that had the most beneficial weight loss effects, we found out afterwards that they were on 2 SSRIs, which makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. And we're using a triple agonist. Mean that it's affecting 3 different pathways in the pancreas, right? To activate fat burning, to activate insulin sensitivity, and you know, to reduce the hunger hormone. Think of that as like 3 different highways that are on top of each other in your body. That's a lot going on, and especially if you're on any medications, and especially if you have any other pre-existing conditions, right? You don't know. what is going on in there. There are too many unknown factors, right? So anybody that's taken Retatrutide right now, I've seen a lot of people, fitness influencers and stuff, oh, just take this stuff and it's muscle preserving, it's going to get you shredded and great. But I'm all about being a biohacker, okay? I've been doing this experimentation stuff for a long time. With that being said, I've also experienced and seen the dangers of just kind of, like hitting it and praying that, like I just want to get shredded. Okay, I get that. But also, do you have your nutrition down, your sleep down, your lifestyle down? Or are you an addict? And are you just doing whatever it takes, no matter how much you hurt yourself? That is where there's a big problem. And
Well,
that and
even when I told you that I was starting these peptides, you had a million questions for me, and you were challenging me on them, to ask me exactly why I was taking them, which was really good because it got me thinking about like, what are the
Good.
reasons I'm taking them? Am I foundationally set up for this? Should I be doing this? Because peptides are there, it's medicine. You're putting
It is.
medicine into your body. And what you said to me is, if it's not the right kind, if it's not 99% pure, if it's not fully safe, it could actually set you back majorly. And
Right.
so I think our listeners need to understand that even if you get it from a doctor, it doesn't matter. You still should do your own research. And if you're not foundationally set up for it, it could set you back.
It could, and that actually brings me to my second point of what to look for when getting these peptides and deciding to get on them is there is about a $700 million a year industry out there of research chemicals, which they market themselves like peptides, and they're about half to a third of the price of actual real peptides. But research chemicals. And you'll know it's a research chemical when you go online or whenever you go to purchase them. If there's a box that you have to click that says not for human consumption or for research purposes only, those are research chemicals. They are not peptides. You are playing Russian roulette with your health and really your life if you do that. Because the reason why they can get away with that is in a compounding pharmacy or in a facility. Requires certain equipment, right? Like in a clean room, this very specific equipment to clean out and to purify the bottles and the lyophilized powder and the ingredients themselves. It's a fairly complex process, and this equipment is very expensive, which is why real peptides are a little more expensive than research chemicals. They don't go through that cleansing process, which means that there is a really good chance that you could be injecting LPSs into your body. What is LPS? It's a lipopolysaccharide, which is essentially some kind of pathogenic bacteria, right? Because it hasn't been cleaned properly. So now, not only from that though, if you don't like there are certain ingredients that you can use to lyophilize a powder. Now ingredients that are clean, that are non-toxic for the body, cost a little more. Again, that's why the real stuff costs a little bit more because you're using this stuff that is not going to harm your body. The cheaper stuff, very similar to like adjuvants and vaccines, right? They could be heavy metals. You could have other caustic and very toxic chemicals that they're using to link and bond this lyophilized powder together. And in fact, back in the day, in about 2011, when back then we only had research chemicals, and I was, messing around with all kinds of stuff back then. And I actually had a friend that he got a bottle of Melanotan too. We were getting ready for a show, and he took one shot from that thing, and he went in the hospital. It almost shut his liver down,
Oh my
right?
God.
Because there was some kind of lipopolysaccharide in there, and it pissed off his liver so bad. That was just from one shot, and he was on a boatload of other stuff too. So, he was a chemical concoction. We all were back then, right? But the point is that now that we at least have things that have been, verified, that we have compounding pharmacies that actually have the proper scientific equipment to be able to get the right proper sources. And if you're getting a proper source, you're going to have to get it through a prescription. That's just how it goes. All right. You do your due diligence, right? Especially if you're injecting something in your body, that's some serious stuff. Right, you want to make sure that you're injecting something clean, something beneficial. All right, so do your due diligence and make sure that you're not getting a research peptide. Make sure, I mean, a research chemical. Make sure it's a peptide that has been made in a compounding pharmacy that you're getting a prescription for. Not to mention that when you do get the prescription, the doctor is going to help you understand about the dosing protocol based on your specific needs. Because not everybody, this isn't just everybody's going to take the same amount. This is entirely based on the diagnostic that you should have, right? For the situation or the imbalance that you have going on. That's how you get optimized. If you're just taking something just to take it because you think it's going to do something good, but you, I call that the spaghetti method. That's just being lazy and taking shortcuts and working with this stuff. This is holistic medicine, but if you don't use it in a scientific and logical, practical process where you know what's going on with your body and you know what needs to be realigned, then you're doing the spaghetti method. You're just, plugging and praying, and that is inevitably just going to bring you problems, either directly or indirectly.
Right. What are some signs that maybe the peptides aren't like reacting well in the body? Like, how
So
would you know if your body's rejecting them or if they're not fully safe?
well, that's you may or may not get symptoms right away, and that's the sort of devious part of this whole thing. Because, if your body's fairly healthy, especially if you're younger, right? If you're injecting, let's say you're injecting PDA, right? And you're fairly healthy, you inject it, but these lipopolysaccharides, they're going to build up in the body, and they're going to lay eggs, and they're going to grow, and this pathogenic bacteria is going to start to lay a foundation. So you may not see anything for 6 to 9 months. Right? Or like if someone's getting ready for a show, which is, kind of more my world, then after the show, when you go eat a bunch of crap because you're eating super clean for a while, that's when it's going to activate it. And then you're just going to be bloated all the time. You don't know why. Right?
Right.
Now, there are some immediate effects that you can get if you're doing either the wrong dose, particularly with growth hormone releasing hormones or growth hormone releasing peptides. Those, if you take too high of a dose, you get a really nasty flush, almost like a niacin flush, right? Your heart will pound, a bit. That's normal with NAD, but if it's when you're going to lay down for bed, which is usually the time of day that you'll take a growth hormone releasing peptide, and you get super flushed and your heart's pounding out of your chest, that's not really something you want to go to bed feeling, right?
No.
So that would mean that the dose is off. It could also, though, mean that there is something toxic in there. You could get
Right.
brain fog, you could feel fatigue or malaise. You could even get depressed. All right. The problem is that because of everything that's going on in our environment, we don't 100% really know. And when, like, say you go get tested or something, there's going to be no direct link to these peptides. It could be anything.
Right.
Right. So because bacteria, they don't have a way, well, there are some ways that we can measure bacteria, but we have trillions of different kinds of bacteria in our body. So we haven't mapped out the entire bacterial, microbiome yet. We know maybe a couple hundred thousand, right? So the closest thing that I know to be able to detecting and identifying what bacteria we have in our gut is with the AOS digital scanner. But even that, you'd have to intentionally do a before and after and see if there's a difference. So that would mean that you're still doing it intentionally, right? So just know that these things are not, they're not like a quick fix. They're not a shortcut. They are a direct link to being able to create health and alignment in your body, in your mind, when you are doing things intentionally. But there's also a lot of ways that things can go very wrong. Right. Supposedly, people that have taken these GLP-1s that have extended four in it, they're literally, they can't poop anymore.
Oh my God.
I mean, imagine like the peristalsis, it's literally paralyzed in your gut. So, right now they're saying that, it's not reversible. I'm sure in a few years they'll find a way to be able to get it running again. But that's pretty scary if you just, does that mean 5 years
Terrible.
down the road you're gonna have to have a colostomy bag or something? Like, that's no way to live, right?
No.
You have to think of these possible consequences when you're dealing with this kind of stuff. It's a very new world, and not a lot of people understand a lot about it. But it is in a class of holistic medicines, which using with responsibility and with guidance the proper way, this stuff can heal virtually anything. Right?
Yeah. So talk to us about the Wolverine stack, because I'm on it. It's very popular. You talked about the BPC 157, and it's added with the TB500. So what is the Wolverine stack, and what does it do to the body?
So, well, we already talked about the BPC, how it helps to heal the gut, reduces inflammation, and even gets rid of the biofilm around the gut lining and activates gastric juices to help digestive systems process better. The TB500 or thymosin beta is it activates the thymus gland and activates certain immune cells that directly stimulate healing and recovery in ligaments, joints, tendons, muscles, even the hard to reach areas like the areas around the spine. So supposedly, I've even seen information about it being able to heal like inflammation inside the vertebrae in our spine,
Wow.
right? It literally almost every tissue in the body it can help to heal inflammation from. So, and I mean, especially when we're stressed, right? Inflammation is a killer if our body's riddled with toxins, or even if we work out too much, right? It's the inflammation is a great killer. Now, with that, we have to identify where is our diet out of alignment. Because like, if we keep eating the foods that are feeding the inflammation, then after we get off the peptides, the inflammation is going to start to come right back. And of course,
Right.
that's emotional correspondent to now. The good thing about this is that when the inflammation reduces and we feel better, and it's like that weight sort of around us from the heaviness of the inflammation is finally gone, then we get that impetus to want to figure it out. No, okay, what's really going on underneath this stuff? And I see a lot of people, once they get past that hump, then the awareness is ready to come up, then they figure it out, right?
How
But
long
there's
does it
a
take for these peptides to start working? Like, when would you know that they're doing some good for your body?
I mean, within days,
Yeah.
not even. I mean, not to mention, say you're doing the Wolverine stack and you combine it with red light therapy. Then you want to take another step, do infrared sauna with cold plunges, right? Contrast therapy. Even add some NAD in there to activate, the mitochondria to help stimulate the strength of the immune system overall to help with all these things. All these different things are going to help support the healing process. I was able to, I had a client about 6 months ago that had a total right knee replacement surgery. He was 64 years old. And through just using peptides, red light therapy, and vibroacoustics and body work, we were able to get his body fully healed in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Normally, a complete and total knee replacement would take about 9 months to fully heal.
Wow.
Right?
So
So,
where do people even start with this stuff? Like, where do you get information? Tell us more. And dosing. Oh my God, like dosing is so confusing. There's so much out there on how much to take, and so where do you even begin with that?
well, I have a complete dosing calculator in my book, the Biohacker's Guide to Spiritual Bodybuilding. So you guys can pick that up if you want. For about 2 years, I did a bunch of research on different companies. I have a bunch of friends that are affiliates and whatnot with different companies and things. So I called the CEOs, I talked to the doctors in charge. I even went to go see some of the labs and compounding pharmacies that these guys were running. And I ended up picking this one company, Telewellness MD. I think I even sent you a link. We can put
Yes.
the link in the description box of this video if you want. And that is a company I've worked with them now for about 2 years. And they have the, in my opinion, the highest quality. Now, and they work with a bunch of different compounding pharmacies around the United States. They do not, because of the laws that are still, being figured out, they can't ship them outside the United States, unfortunately. But inside the United States, they are by far the best company that I've come in contact with.
Okay, beautiful. So
Yeah.
for someone who's like not in the gym every day and they just want to feel better, are peptides a good solution for that? Like, who can use peptides?
Peptides can literally help everyone. There are certain peptides for virtually every dis-ease and imbalance going on. There are certain ones for dementia and Alzheimer's, all right? Dihexa is a great one for that. That increases BDNF by about 10,000%, which is BDNF is the enzyme essentially that increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Okay,
Okay.
10,000%. That's so if you do like a cold
That's a
plunge,
lot.
that's huge. It's way more than anything else out there that I know of. Like if you do a cold plunge, I believe BDNF will shoot up about 500-600%, right?
Oh, wow.
But cold plunges suck. They're very uncomfortable. A 70-year-old woman is not going to necessarily want to get in a cold plunge to be able to get that effect,
41-year-old
right?
woman doesn't want to do it either.
I mean, I don't enjoy them either myself, but I still do it just because I know it's good for me. But
Yeah.
the point is, like, especially older people that are, or even people that have TBI, traumatic brain injuries, severe PTSD, CPSD, that are having memory issues and starting to lose their cognitive presence, if you will. Dihexa is a great one. There are other ones. I mean, man, there's a GHKCU, DSIP. GHKCU is great for regrowing hair, right? But
Okay.
that actually works similar to PDA, where it actually also helps with gut health, because actually anything with your skin, any issues with your skin are fundamentally issues with your gut,
Yeah.
right? So if you have eczema, psoriasis, anything like that, GHKCU will help to heal the parts of the gut that are responsible for what's happening on your skin. And it also helps to strengthen, your hair. Now, I will say for anyone that's on TRT, right, that may make it a little bit more difficult because chances are your DHT levels are higher. And if you have high DHT, that's going to counteract the GHKCU. But all these things, these little examples, are things that the doctor or even myself would talk to you about before starting a regimen and a protocol. You have to understand how all these different things work and interact with each other to make sure that you're like you could take two peptides that are canceling each other out, and you're just kind of spending
Wasting
double.
money.
Yeah, and these things you don't want to waste money at all. And I know
Yeah, there's one out
NAD.
there that I'm seeing a lot of called Glow.
I think that's a GHKCU serum.
Okay, yeah, I know there's a bit of TB500 in it, and there's three ingredients, but that's one that I'm seeing a lot of women are promoting because it's supposed to be good for your skin, your hair, and your nails.
Okay, so this is
Yeah.
another thing to watch out for. There's a lot of peptide companies that are creating like network marketing, affiliate marketing
That's what this
kind of
is.
companies with.
Yes.
Now, any peptide that is not injectable, 10 to 25% chance that it's going to work.
Yes,
Okay.
I was taking the capsules right around the time that I met you, and I remember you asking me about them. And then I was looking into the bioavailability of actually taking them in the mouth, and could be about 30 to 60% tops. But when you inject them, it's like 100% bioavailable.
100%,
Yeah.
absolutely. So
So
I
it's
I
almost a
kind
little
of
bit of a waste. It's like a wild card Russian roulette taking them by the mouth because you don't know how much is actually being absorbed in your bloodstream. And there's so many
not
factors it depends on.
well, not only that, and that's like in a perfect world, if you have good amount of hydrochloric acid in your stomach to break it down, but also too, a lot of these places I've noticed are creating their own custom blends, even injectables, but also very much so orals,
Yeah.
in order to be stable enough to be able to make it through the gut, or if it's injectable, to make it efficiently into the blood. Different peptides carry different pH signatures. So certain peptides should not be mixed together. And I see a lot of peptides. They're just throwing five, six, seven different peptides into one combination. If the pH is off in one of them, it's going to inactivate them all.
Right.
So these people, and these are literally like doctors, MDs, PhDs that are doing this, which is really sad to see, because how do I know that and they don't? Right? Like you can't really necessarily 100% trust doctors that have been indoctrinated into the old system. This is a new system that we're creating. The now that my I do have a mentor, like I said, my friend Steve, and I always refer to him if I have any very complex case. I know a very good amount of peptides. My experience more comes from, the fitness world, right? Enhancement. But I've also helped people, with the whole dementia situation, with recovering from injuries, even with cancer and different autoimmune diseases, right? But when it comes down to, like, if they've been on a medication for 20 years, or if they have, like, a suicidal ideation, they're in SSRIs, and they're in some dire issues, especially stuck on some pretty nasty medications, then that's a bit of a different story. And I consult, I'm not too proud, and I make sure I ask questions if I don't know what's going on, because that's how we learn, right? But that's actually something I've learned recently is the pH signatures of these different peptides. If you're going to get on peptides, there are a few that are designed to be taken oral, like Dihexa is one of them. Many of them, I'd say 90, maybe 92% of them, should all be taken via injection.
And by
Like that.
injection, you mean in the fatty tissue or in the muscle?
Yeah, a subcutaneous injection. It's so many people are afraid of that, but it's not that bad. Once you do it once, it's like, oh,
I was
you didn't
terrified. It took me 45 minutes to do my first one. And it was so, now it's
Yeah,
like, it's so
there you
easy. It
go.
doesn't hurt at all. But I was
Right?
literally like sitting there, like, it's just the whole thought of putting a needle in 45 minutes. That's craziness.
Wow. Well, at
I
least you
even
got
put
it
it
over
down
with
and I
in
thought
case
of
that
not doing it
fear.
at all. And these needles are
Yeah,
like 6 millimeters long, you guys.
they're
It
tiny, very tiny. Yeah, super easy.
is. But it can be, it's intimidating because my experience with Western medicine and doctors and needles has been horrific. And so when I had that needle in my hand, it was almost like this whole entire movie of like my whole entire experience with Western medicine like flashed before my eyes, and it was more of like the trauma from that. And so
I
I feel
get
like
that.
that ties nicely into this because I mean, you talk a lot about embodiment and consciousness and taking peptides. I mean, how is this all intertwined?
100%. Absolutely. So we're moving from, the allopathic mindset, right? That was created in the Industrial Revolution. It really comes down to germ theory versus terrain theory. Once epigenetics was discovered, I think that was 30, 40 years ago. It proved that germ theory was false, right? That was, you deal with the microbe, you get rid of it, and then you're healthy. Clearly, that doesn't work, right? Terrain theory describes that the terrain is everything, and once you align the terrain, then everything else starts to function properly. So this alternative landscape of health and wellness, functional medicine, holistic healing, is making a comeback in the most powerful sense of the word, because so many people have been injured by the allopathic, side of things. Now, there is a time and a place for all that. If you break a bone, you need a cast, right? If you need surgery for something, like you have a hernia, you need to go get surgery on that hernia, right? But you don't need all the medication, you don't need all the crap they're trying to sell you, on the side of that. And because they're just trying to make all this money, and unfortunately, it's really become that. So now the other side of the house, it's much more in depth. You really have to sit down and take time to hear someone's story and to understand what's going on with them. And I think that's what, like, that side of the house, they don't either want to do, or they're so overwhelmed that they don't know how to really sit there and connect. We need connection more than anything, and more than ever. So when we connect and we understand the specifics of what's going on with them, right, then we can see, okay, well, you have this physiological biochemical imbalance. We can correct that with a peptide, but then also we need to do this other detoxification work and this emotional corresponding, work to help heal whatever has been blocked or suppressed or repressed down there. And that is really creating lifestyle changes. So you have to, I'd say, I work with a lot of people in these worlds. I'd say about 50% of the people that come to me actually truly want to heal. About 50% are saying they want to heal, but then when the moment comes where they have the opportunity, the fear creeps in, they back off, or suddenly they have something more important they got to do, or have some kind of excuse, right? And that's okay. I've been doing this for a long time, so once you
You
get to
mean
that
like
point, I'm like, all
people
right,
just don't want to
next.
do the work? Like they you present them with like the path and they choose the other path.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
so
out of
for me,
fear.
I feel like I'm so committed and I'm so driven and I just like I want to get to the other side, but a lot of people, I feel like they just can't face what needs to be faced.
You're right. You're right. And eventually, life will get hard enough to where the
We're
pain
going to be
of the
forced to face
imbalance,
it.
the pain of the imbalance has to be worse than the pain of healing.
Yeah, for them
Right?
to actually step in, and unfortunately, that's what happened to me. If I were to
Happened to
do
me
it all
too.
over again, I would have started doing the little things a long time ago. But unfortunately, that happens to a lot of us.
Well, see, but I wouldn't regret that either, because at the time and place that you were at when you're going through that, you didn't have an awareness of any other way.
Yeah.
You had to go through, like for me, I didn't, I went through something really bad in Iraq, and then I come back and I started bodybuilding, and that was, really set me free from that. But it just created a parallel problem that I wasn't able to see until I learned how to slow down.
Right.
Right. But I didn't even understand that was an option until I, went to massage school.
Right.
Right. Wherever our awareness is where we have to accept where we're at. And some people, they learn when they're 18, they have a great life. Some people, like me, it took me 45 years to figure it out. And, and it's funny because when I was younger, especially when I was in the military, when I was a sergeant, I felt like I was entitled to be a staff sergeant. When I was a staff sergeant, I felt like I was entitled to be a sergeant first class. I felt like I was entitled to be in all these higher tier, special forces, units and missions. The fact is it was my ego's entitlement that ultimately led to my downfall.
Right.
Right? So if you feel like you're behind, if you feel like, that's what I felt all the time. I felt like I should be here in my life. I'm not there, and I should be here, and I'm so far behind, and I got to catch up. No, that's the ego wanting recognition, wanting something outside of itself to prove that it is something it's not. Right? When you're connected to who you truly are, you accept where you're at, and you allow it to be okay, and you surrender to the process, and things come to you as opposed to you going to it. Right?
Yeah.
So,
Hence
but.
all of the people out there who have like a million titles to their name. Like people just want to know who people are. Like I talked to you about before we hit record is like nobody really cares about the titles. They just want to see
Right.
your authentic self. It's like you could be the king of the world and you could be the CEO of this brilliant company, but what does that even mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean anything.
No, especially when people, and you see this a lot in the military too, when people get a certain rank, like I'm a
Oh.
staff sergeant, you have to do what I say, right? Like, okay, staff sergeant. It's
It would.
an egoic power grab. Like the
Yeah.
CEO of a company, right? A true leader gets down there, gets their hands dirty with their people, and like celebrates, and they want to connect, and they want to, but a dictator will just scare the crap out of everybody and just want everybody to follow what they're saying. That's not how true leadership works, right?
No.
And I do think that we're seeing a shift in that. But to tie this all into peptides, right? It's these kind of things in life that if we're living on the, darker side of these things, it's hitting everybody right now super hard, right? So peptides are a great tool to bring yourself into alignment. But if you're still being the dictator, if you're still, having this sense of entitlement in life, right? Yeah, it might temporarily help and fix some things going on, but if you're not willing to do the inner work, then you will literally double down, right? Like I see a lot of people in the fitness industry doing this. They'll take some, the Wolverine stack, they'll heal themselves up, right? And then they'll go back to that, hustle and grind mode and train harder and like eat, way too strict and not get enough sleep and just be hyper addicted to the external gratification. And then 3 months down the road, boom, they tear a ligament or they get burnt out or, something like that. Their digestion goes way out of balance this time. And, so awareness, emotional intelligence and awareness is so important and so key. Make sure that you're not falling for like the quick, oh, you take this peptide is going to fix your whole life. Watch out for the stuff you see on TikTok and Instagram and all these people that are, selling you these, quick fix dreams in 3 minutes. It does not work like that.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask you before we go, how do peptides tie into the awakening process, like in your words?
So, like we're just talking about, when you bring your body back into alignment, right? There is an emotional corresponding opportunity to be able to do that deeper emotional work in that process. So, being able to realize, all right, this physical imbalance is trying to teach me something. What is it trying to teach me? And then be willing to go into your own shadow. And as you align yourself physically, the opportunity will come up for these, darker things to come out, but you have a choice. We all have free will, right? So we have to be open and we have to choose to look at these things when the alignment starts to come into play, which will automatically start to integrate the emotional body with the physical body. But especially in the case with GLP-1s, I see so many people that are losing 50, 100, even 150 pounds on this stuff. But when they look in the mirror, they're still that same overweight, scared teenage kid that got bullied. Right? You have to, like, you can lose weight that fast, right? But it's gonna come. If you start to present yourself as this false narrative out in the world, you're gonna get called out. And then you're gonna have you start dealing with, probably once you get off it, you're gonna gain a bunch of weight back. Then you're gonna be dealing with, binging eating or, some kind of eating disorder, right? Because now your appetite's out of control, right? And then that's going to affect your relationships around you, right? So there's all kinds of things that can happen when you bounce back. That's why to do it consistently and slowly. If you do a whole bunch of this stuff at once, you can have very fast effects. I would not recommend doing things like that too fast unless you are consciously doing the daily work to change your lifestyle and your emotional connection to yourself and your life at the same time.
I just quit nicotine and started a Wolverine stack, and I wouldn't recommend that either because there are too many changes at once. It's like the nervous system needs time to integrate these things.
Well, I agree with you, but I also think that that's a very independent thing too. Because for me, like I've done, very quick things like that many times. But I'll just like jump into doing some combo or drinking some ayahuasca and then just super hardcore. That's more
That's my
my
style
style.
too. I am That's
But
my style.
oh, okay. So if it's your style, then then don't regret it.
Yeah,
Embrace
absolutely.
it, right?
Embrace
Yeah.
the heat.
Because you are one of the ones that are doing the work. You're dedicated to it. You can tell this is your path, right? This is your passion. I mean, you created a podcast about it,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
So you can see when someone is not being authentically true to themselves and cutting corners, you can feel it, right? And you can also feel when someone is looking to find their way. In fact, you and I have had a few conversations on the side where there was questions and not really, knowing what to do next. And I was able to give you some feedback that helped you figure those things out. Right. That's how things happen. When you're authentic, you get the answers one way or another, and you'll just know when it's right. When you're listening to
Yeah.
yourself and you're getting into alignment, like, ah, all right, I got to admit this to myself. Okay. Thanks for pointing that
Oh yeah, you
out.
totally
Let's move
called me out on a
on.
bunch of shit. Yeah, for sure. You just
Yeah.
said
But
it, and I
that's
was like,
what,
yeah, you're right.
and that's just, you've helped me out a lot of ways too. So that's how just, as just be, as human beings, that's I believe how we should be. And that's how when you're connected to yourself, right? We're all at at the very, you know, at the very grand scheme of things, you know, we're all connected, we're all one, right? So, you know, we all got to help each other out.
Absolutely. Where can people find out more information about you and everything you do and where your books are at?
You can go to spiritualbodybuilder.com or check me out on IG with at spiritual underscore bodybuilder. My book is on Amazon. I have a link tree on my IG, and you can also just get it straight from my website. And I go way deep into peptides and also all the emotional components that we all talked about. And I also have a peptide calculator in my Biohacker's Guide to Spiritual Bodybuilding. So feel free to pick that up.
Nice. Do you have any last minute things to say about peptides today?
We're only at the beginning. There are so many more out there that can be made and created. So this is just like this is just the tip. We're going to be going so much deeper. I think within 5 years from now, there's going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of different kind of peptides out there. So, you know, when you understand that it can these can balance your body out, just remember when you are exploring this world, because it is a new world, right? Make sure that you do your due diligence to do the inner work as well as, you know, the emotional work as well as the physical work.
Yeah, amen to that. Do your research and make sure what you're injecting is clean, like you said.
100%.
Because
Watch out for
yeah, these
those
things will.
pesky lipopolysaccharides.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you so much for being here today. It's always such a pleasure. Love
Yeah,
having these
thank you.
conversations with you.
Me too. It's been a pleasure and honor to be here, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Absolutely. And to our audience, watch what you're watching on TikTok and don't fall for those quick fixes and don't inject all these things because they're purple or cute colors. Do your research. You're going to regret it 9 months from now when you're even worse off than before you started and face those emotions. Don't be afraid of them. Embrace them. Until next time, take care, everyone.
At BP, we're delivering on our upstream plans. With six of six planned major startups in 2025 delivered. Growing upstream production. Delivering four more planned projects by the end of 2027. See bp.com/6&6.